So I had something very different prepared for this week, but in the last few days I've gotten like three or four requests to do another Celebrity Ramble Fap. So welcome to my tribute to the ever gorgeous Christina Hendricks, who you may know from Mad Men or Firefly. Those are kind of the big ones for me, anyways. I'm sure she's in a lot of other things. But if you don't know her, then you can follow along by just typing in what I typed into Google, which is just sexy Christina Hendricks, because I'm not super creative. And I don't even know if I want to talk about the first picture. I mean, there's a lot of jealousy that goes on whenever I see a girl with just like huge tits. Yeah, I get jealous, but it's like good jealousy. You know what I mean? Like, I'm jealous, but I'm jealous in the way that just makes me really, really horny. Like, kind of like when I'm degraded a little bit. But she doesn't have to do anything or say anything to me. She just has to look like that. And I just, well, I'll degrade myself. She's just doing it, but she's degrading me without any words. I don't know how to describe it. And just knowing that she looks that good in that dress. This really, I mean, it's not even a low cut dress, I don't think. Her tits are just so big. I feel like if I wore it, it would look modest, but she wears it and looks like a complete whore. Just scrolling and scrolling and realizing that I'm not gonna last long. Oh, but I'm gonna try. Oh God, this purple dress. Have to talk about her tits, honestly, because I mean, they're the most obvious feature, but she has just the cutest, surprisingly cutest, like mousy little face. Oh, I love mousy women. I don't really know how to describe mousy, except I know it when I see it. What is that? Is that like a. I think this dress has little pineapples on it or something. It's like a sundress. And I feel like this is kind of obvious, but if you saw her in Mad Men, she has like that. I don't know, she's obviously got this really commanding, thick, sexy figure, but she kind of holds herself like a little submissive, you know? And I feel like she does that in a lot of pictures too. Like, she knows that she's capable and can do whatever she wants, but chooses to play stupid to see what she can get out of you. Which I kind of feel is like so much of her character. Fuck that purple dress again, damn. God, even in like casual pictures where she's just wearing like a t-shirt and a jacket, it's just like, oh, her tits are just so fucking huge and just. It almost looks like every picture of her is one of those, like, grotesquely photoshopped cartoons on, like, Pornhub. You know, like, it looks like someone, like, made her. I don't know if that makes any sense. Oh, this is like a very typical sort of 50s, 60s pin-up sort of photo shoot. Very typical black lingerie. Nothing really special. But just, I don't know, maybe I'm a sucker for a pale redhead. Oh, it just makes me so jealous. Like, I want her, but I also want to watch. I want to watch a man that I want choose her instead. Oh, and it's obvious why. And I'm not even mad. I mean, I am. I'm jealous. I'm angry, but the better woman won. Oh God, is this how submissive I am? Oh, I'm like submissive for people that I've never even met, never going to meet. Oh, I have problems. Oh, in this picture, her hair is like kind of, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of messy and like teased up. Kind of reminds me of Peggy from Married with Children. Oh, what is her real name? Oh God, it'll come to me. It just reminds me of that, like, desperate housewife. Redhead, you know. Katie Sagal, that's her name. I think I'll have to do an installment about her for those of you who are like me and like the older ladies. This picture, oh my God. I assume she's wearing like a strapless green dress, but the picture cuts off like right where the dress starts. So it's just bright red hair and those sultry eyes of hers and that cute little chin. I know that's weird, like, I know that's a weird feature to pick out to be, like, attracted to, but whatever. I think she has a really cute chin. Deal with it. And, like, it's really sexy, like, shoulder and shoulder to collarbone, and just, and then those tits just jutting out, and then the dress starts, and then just ends so quickly that it kind of tricks your eye into thinking that she might be naked. Oh, fuck, is that a bikini? Don't tell me that's a bikini. It's very classy. I bet she's never gonna get away from doing, like, classy 1950s photo shoots because of Mad Men, but I am not complaining. Oh, it's like this high-waisted polka dot bikini. I'm trying not to scroll too much. I'm trying to just look at one picture at a time because oh, because I'm gonna explode. Oh, and this gold dress with this red lipstick. This one is very, very low cut, like to her belly button. Oh, but there's like this mesh cover in the middle, so it's like, it's revealing, but it's not at the same time. you just feel like you're being teased. Oh, that's one of my favorite feelings in the world, like I'm being teased, but no one's trying to tease me. She's not trying to do anything, she's just being. Oh, and that all by itself is just too fucking much for me. I'm too weak, I can't take it. And this dress is almost like, oh, the same color as her skin. Oh, so it's like she's naked but hiding her nipples from me. Oh, it's really, really hard to look at these one at a time. This one, she's laughing and kind of bending over. And, oh God. Her cleavage, I mean, it's not even cleavage, right? It's, her tits are out. I mean, that's everything but the nipple, honestly. Okay, here's like a casual picture of her. And like, t-shirt, jeans, flip-flops, and she still looks like a character from one of those "this game will make you come in 5 minutes" ads, you know? Oh, it's like she's completely unaware of it, but like very aware at the same time. Okay, this picture, she's wearing like a button-up shirt with it pretty much completely unbuttoned and squeezing her tits together. I just imagine a girl that looks like that could just so easily just destroy my life. Ruin me and just make me feel like shit in the best way. Oh, I would fucking worship her. Of course I would look at her and look at me. Oh, just wanted to fucking dominate me with those tits and smother me. When I think she's wearing nothing but like a t-shirt. Oh God. Okay, I think at this point I've just become addicted to scrolling downwards. I mean, there's pictures of her bent over and yeah, she's got a great ass, but I guess I'm more of a tits girl. Oh, why does she wear so many corsets? Fuck. God damn it. It's actually frustrating. Oh, I'm trying to make this last a little bit for you guys. Oh, see, she's already ruining my life. Oh, I'm just imagining her being my dom, but also like my cock block. Every time I like a guy, she just steps in and gets him right away with her assets. Oh, just immediately steals every guy that I want. Oh God, why am I imagining like this cheesy high school sort of love triangle with me, Christina Hendricks, and literally any man. Why is this my ultimate fantasy with her right now? That I want this guy. That I'm desperate for this guy, for his cock, for everything about him, that I'm maybe even
in love with this guy. Oh, and here she comes with these big tits. Oh, I make him forget all about me. Oh, and just fucking mesmerize him. Oh, and just leave me there all alone. Oh, fuck. Oh, this dress has like a square neckline, so her tits literally look like they're in a fucking picture frame. Oh, they're so perfect. They're better than perfect. Oh, I feel like my pussy is always sweeter when I'm looking at a woman, when I'm thinking about women. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I want her to dom me so bad. Oh, I want those tits to just fucking ruin my life. I want her to just destroy my life with those fucking tits. Thinking about even if I had like a committed boyfriend or something. Oh, I mean, I wouldn't even be upset if my boyfriend, my husband, whoever, just walked out on me just for 10 minutes with those fucking tits. I wouldn't even be mad. I would just be begging to taste his cock when he was done, so I could just get a little taste of those big juicy titties. Oh, fuck. Oh, I would just happily be like a fluff girl for some guy that I'm in love with, so that he can fuck her. Oh, and maybe he's in love with me too, but he doesn't give a shit about me when she's around. Oh, how could anyone give a shit about me? Oh, those big, beautiful, creamy titties. Anywhere near them. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, if you have even the slightest chance at those tits. Oh, I would just be fucking worthless to you. God, that's so fucking hot. Oh, she could take any man from me. No one would choose me over her. Oh, Christina. Oh, Christina. No one, no man in their right mind would choose me if they could have you, Christina. Oh, Christina, fuck, I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come for you. Ruin me, Christina, please. Please ruin my life. Take every man from me. Oh, I don't deserve cock. Only you deserve cock. Oh, you're an alpha female. Only you deserve cock. Any cock you want is yours. Oh, God, Christina, yes. Christina, yes. Christina, yes. Christina. 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 Oh, Chrissy. Oh, Christina. Fuck, yes. Oh. Oh. I was able to last long enough for that to be enjoyable for you guys. Oh my god. Oh, I was supposed to be worshipping her, not putting myself down. Oh well. I tried. Feminism lost today. But there's always tomorrow. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.